Now, what would you call a kind of wire fence that you might catch your pants on when you try to climb over?
Barbed wire. Call that barbed wire. That past the wire.
And can you name any other kind of fences made of wood? You've named all of those that you can, right?
Yeah, I don't know. They got different types of fences made out of wood. I don't know what to call them. All I know is a board. Call it a board fence.
What would you call
if
a kind?
If it ain't a picket, it had to be a board fence because this stuff is wider than a picket.
What would you call the kind of fence made of split rails laid in a zigzag fashion?
Oh, that really used to build hog pens. I've been cutting them myself. They call that the Abraham Lincoln fence. It's zigzag. That to keep. You see, if you put them things straight with your fingers this way, when it rains, them get wet, and it's whole thing shaking their fence, and people climb it, just squash down, squash them things out, and the holes come out. So that's why you had to put it so the weight would be on the corners. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the people now, they call that Abraham Lincoln fence. That's old slavery building fence.
Now, the kind of fence you have around your field?
Well, that's barbed wire.
And what did you call that extension that you might build above the top rail to save lumber while keeping the fence high enough to hold in the big animals?
You call that the rider. Mm-hmm. And that big rail, call it the rider. Up on top, it's the rider. It's ride all the rest of the rails. And the one at the bottom on the ground, call it the worm rail.
I see. Now, if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what do you put in a nest to fool her?
Well, you put a tiny knob. Something in there, some kind of false egg.
Mm-hmm. And what do they call that false egg? A china?
A china, whatever you can find. If you can get a white rock, a white doorknob. Mm-hmm. You know, it gets people in different places, got different things, got some way to make that kind of egg, like they make electric bulb, you know, make it white and put it there. But our day, you see, in our common way, we'll put a white doorknob in there, mm-hmm. Or you get a white rock.
What would you use to carry water in?
Jugs and in buckets. Some people call them pails.
Would it be made out of wood or metal?
We had a wooden pail, and because I've had a good pail, it's made out of cedar wood.
Oh.
Yeah, wooden pail, and finally it's galvanized.
Now, what
pail.
Do you carry milk in?
Well, it had something called a milk bucket, and it carried in jugs, milk containers. It had glassware and whatnot you buy milk in, but now everything in plastic and paper. But you see, that's why I say, if you got a review from back years, you have milk in plastic, you used to have it in crock, wooden, you used to have a wooden crock, or wooden furniture, wooden tray, you'd make a meal, go and wouldn't hew out. Well, I got a wooden spoon at my house. It had wooden forks. Mm-hmm. Back years. And finally, they began to know how to make a crock out of some kind of stone. You know the kind of crock your mama used to have. I guess you know about it.
Yeah.
And from that, they started to make white aluminum panes like that. That ring your goddamn, you know, you could hit it and it would turn loose. That granny.
Granny.
Yeah, so they got different types of things been handling that milk in, and they used to even, that old churns. I got, ought to be one or two of them old churns in my house now.
And what sort of container do you use to carry food to the pigs?
Well, it's had any kind of old slop bucket, old wild bucket, something like that. You wouldn't just personally had to buy material to carry nothing to no pig. You had a lard can, anything, a lard can, some old bucket, you know, it kind of served a time out being first class use, and you just use it to carry pretty slop. Now, around towns and places where people are cafes, they think that different, but somewhere out there in the country, we don't just have to have no special utensil to carry no slop to the pig. You have a trough there, you had to have a trough.